Hey people, are you in the market for a new watch and don't know how to go about purchasing one? Well, I'm here to help. As your luxury timepiece concierge, I'll help you source, purchase, and get you the best possible price at no additional cost to you. I work with the best authorized dealers to do this. So please contact me at amitdevhonda@gmail.com or you can visit my website at www.amitdevhonda.com. Okay, on with the show. On today's episode, I want to talk to you about my thoughts on watch winders. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. What's going on there, watch fans? It's Amit Dev Honda, and welcome to my podcast. Today, I want to talk to you about my thoughts on watch winders. A lot of people out there ask me all the time, what would I do? How do I go about winding my watches? I'll be completely honest with you. I don't own a watch winder. It's never been my thing. I've never been into it. From my experience of my friends and people within the industry, watches actually lose time on watch winders. It has been known to happen. I'm not saying every watch winder, but it has been definitely been known to happen. Plus, I find it's a very, very, it's a lazy thing if you can't wind your own watch. Now, that's just my personal opinion and my personal preference. I have, you know, a dozen watches in my collection, and I just love pulling them out and being able to wind them up and put them on my wrist. A lot of people who have a massive collection want to be able to have their watches working all the time so they can just take it off the watch winder, put it on their wrist, and not worry about setting the time. And, you know, that's fine, to each their own. I mean, it's a personal preference. But in my mind, part of the beauty of owning a mechanical watch is the whole point is to be able to, you know, feel it, wind it, touch it. You know, it's an interactive experience. And I feel like that's one of the few ways that we're being able to connect in an old world sort of way, the way that people used to do it, you know, in the 50s or the 40s or the 30s or whatever, when, you know, you had a gentleman who was going out for the evening, he used to, you know, take his watch, wind it, and put it on, and it's the same way. I mean, it's one of the few things I feel like we have left that we need to preserve, but again, I mean, there are a lot of people who would beg to differ with me. For those of you out there who want a watch winder, you know, there are definitely a couple of companies out there that make decent watch winders, and they vary. They really vary from, you know, all over the map, you know, from, you know, $50 all the way to thousands, you know, and the ones that I've had, you know, that I've interacted with, the ones that, you know, when I was in retail, I used to sell Wolf Designs. They make a really good watch winder. I know they've been rated for their double watch winder as it's one of the best in the world. You know, and those can be expensive. Those can be, you know, multiple $1,000 items, which, you know, for that money, you can buy a brand new watch in a lot of cases. You know, there's also a brand called Cubic, Swiss Cubic, which I like a lot because it's very easy to transport, and I love their design, and they're made in Geneva, and they're a quality product. And you can set how many times you want the watch to turn and all that stuff. I believe it can run on a power cord or it can run on batteries. But those aren't cheap, and I believe they come in a variety of finishes. You know, from leather to carbon fiber, and they range all over the map from, you know, a little over $400. And again, they can cost multiple thousands depending on whether you get double, triple, you know, four. But, you know, definitely check out Swiss Cubic. Definitely check out Wolf Designs. There's another company called Scatola di Tempo. Those are really well made. And, but again, they're very expensive. Be prepared if you have a massive watch collection, it doesn't, you know, price is not really, it's not really an issue. But those of us out there who, you know, have either small collections or have one watch, I find it completely unnecessary to have a watch winder. And if you want to watch Winder, definitely go out and do some research. But, you know, there's another company. If you just want your watch to be running, you know, there's a company, I believe, out of California called Versa Winders. And they make pretty decent looking winders. They're very modern looking. I heard their motors are quite loud. And they're not, you know, they're cheap. I mean, they're not, you know, incredibly quiet, but they are incredibly good looking. And they make, you know, you can buy them for like $40. And they, you know, you can buy them directly from their website. You can buy them in Overstock. You can buy them on Amazon. You can buy them all over the place. So definitely take a look at those. But, you know, I have a very strong opinion about watch winders. I've been in the industry a very, very long time, and I have a lot of friends who have watches. I do believe in, you know, being able to display your watches. I think that's cool. You know, if you can buy a nice display, and it doesn't break the bank, and you've got 20, 30 watches, and you're proud of your collection, you know, I've seen a lot of people who want, you know, a safe with a built-in display. I've seen all sorts of things, and now those just get crazy, but there's just so many companies. I mean, if you have the money, you can get just about anything you want. I mean, I've seen exotic leathers, I've seen, you know, things that pop out of the ground. I've seen all sorts of stuff, but it's really personal preference. If I was going to get one, I would get, I mean, how many watches do you really travel with? You know, for me, I like to be able to put them in the safe is a much better option, and then just pull them out and again, wind them and set them. I don't know. It feels like I'm doing something, and I'm interacting and engaging with my timepiece instead of just being like, oh, you know, like, I don't want to think about it. Like, you know, you don't think about, you know, what you do on your phone. You just do it. It's a watch is one of those things, especially for a man, that we interact with that's so personal that I feel like we need to preserve the communication. We need to preserve what we have left of whatever it is that still is old world, old school, old charm, that has any sort of relevancy. And a watch is one of those things because it's the most personal item one will ever own. So those are my thoughts. I will definitely throw links down below to the various watch winders I mentioned. But if you have any questions, you can email me at amitdevhonda@gmail.com. You can always check out my website at www.amitdevhonda.com. If you want to see what I'm up to, check out my Instagram and my Twitter. My handles for both are at amitdevhonda. My Facebook watch page is a great way to see what I'm up to as well. A lot of great articles are posted through that. And if you don't have time for any of that and just want your one and done weekly watch fix, sign up for my weekly newsletter. I'll drop the link down below. And until we meet again, rock on and fly back.